Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast titled The Estate Power. The obvious and sought-after benefit of real estate reversal is profit. This is a huge advantage, especially if the profits are high and are delivered quickly. Of course, there are risks. Most companies that offer high returns have high risks. But while it is certainly what most investors think of when they start, money is not the only advantage that can be associated with the reversal of a property. In today's episode, we shall be talking benefits of flipping real estate. Let's talk about profit first. Profit is the only reason most people enter this business. The days are long and the work is hard. This is certainly not the kind of job you would normally undertake for the simple love of getting your hands dirty. This is real work that will get you tired at the end of the day. However, when all the work is done and you get down to business, you will find that the profit that comes with a successful flip is well worth the effort you put into the process. The good news is that the savvy investor can still make money, even if things don't quite go to plan. This is another benefit of property mirroring. If the flip doesn't work out, there is always the option of renting or letting the property. The gains in these situations are significantly less than a simple rollover, but it can prevent the financial ruin that often comes with the risk of a bad rollover. The fact that there are options and that you aren't necessarily ruined at the end of a bad flip is definitely a plus. There aren't as many types of investments that give you the opportunity to save yourself the way real estate does. One of the intangible benefits of house launching is that you essentially work for yourself. In other words, you don't have to market time or worry about overtime. This can also be bad if you lack the discipline to get the job done. However, most of us will see that this is a huge check in the professional column when deciding whether or not to take the plunge into the wonderful and terrifying world of real estate investing. While this is an activity that takes a lot of work to make an attractive profit, at the end of the day there is some satisfaction in knowing that you are working for yourself and not making someone else rich or throwing a watch. That sense of accomplishment is one to hold on to when the brand new toilet you just installed turns into a geyser. Of course, there are mistakes along the way. What other job keeps you sharp like this? Investing in real estate, particularly by launching homes, can be one of the most frustrating types of investments a soul can pursue. At the same time, it can also be one of the most mentally, spiritually, and financially rewarding investment. This is something to keep in mind when deciding if this is the right path for you or not. Buying real estate foreclosures. When looking for a home for you and your family, you come across all sorts of offers, bargains, and so-called values. If price is a very tangible asset to you in your real estate investment, you may want to seriously consider the value of foreclosures. If you're hoping to invest in real estate to make a profit, you should also consider these properties, which often sell for well below the property's asking price due to varying degrees of disrepair. Foreclosures are properties that have been repossessed by lenders because the previous owners were unable to make payments on the property. Since these homes were often owned by people in need and may have sat vacant for some time before being sold, it is possible that foreclosure homes sold at some point may be in some degree of disrepair. The misery of many of these properties is one factor that keeps prices down. Another is the fact that lenders are essentially trying to recoup their investment in the property. For this reason, they are often willing to take less than the property's value if that is what is owed to the property. Why are these buildings often in a state of neglect? Frankly, there are many reasons, but the main culprit in this situation is money. Obviously, the owners of the house struggled to pay, otherwise the house would not have been foreclosed. If the ownership notes were hard to get started, it makes perfect sense that other issues like leaking roofs, dingy carpeting, or plumbing maintenance are a distant second priority when paying for the house. At the same time, there are those who are bitter about losing their home. As sad as the situation may be, the damage can be compounded by deliberately damaging these properties. These homeowners feel like they have nothing more to lose, and if they can't have their own hole in the property, neither should creditors. While this is certainly not the right path, there are many who prefer this path over other options. The fact is, their loss in these situations is actually your gain. The damage they do to property is often not very expensive to repair, although it can be quite annoying. Your willingness to get to work creating a beautiful home for you and your family or as an investment can often translate into big savings at the closing table or when negotiating the price of the property. Foreclosures can allow families to buy larger homes in better neighborhoods than they could normally afford. They can also provide a fabulous boost to a real estate investment portfolio. Despite common inquiries and advertisements on the internet, you don't have to buy a listing to find foreclosed properties near you. All you have to do is engage the services of a knowledgeable real estate agent and inform them that you intend to purchase a foreclosed property or other property that is selling well below market value. You will be amazed at the wealth of information and assistance your agent can offer you not only in finding great foreclosures, but also in raising funds for some of the most creative foreclosures you could come across at ridiculous prices. Are you committed to your real estate investment? There are many questions to ask yourself before pursuing a career as a real estate investment. However, the first and most important question should be whether you are really committed to making real estate work for you. This is not a company for the faint of heart. To make a real profit, you sometimes have to be ruthless when dealing with buyers and sellers, but be ethical when it comes to the work that often has to be done to bring a property into saleable condition. The reason serious commitment is needed to make real estate work for you is simple. There will be ups and downs along the way. The stock market regularly experiences ups and downs. Just as you can't dump all your stock on a bad day, the same is even more true when it comes to investing in real estate. Property values gradually increase over time. This means that even if values in a community falter, they are likely to recover eventually. Those who rely on slow and steady growth in value are called buy and hold investors. These investors are truly committed to their investment. Some of them choose to keep the property as a vacation property, while others choose to earn an income from the property by renting it to other families or vacationers. Whatever their choice, this is a great way for many people to enjoy the luxury of a vacation property without incurring all the costs associated with owning a vacation property, as the rent will help offset some of the costs when the owners do not. I'm in their house. This is a fairly common practice in high-demand tourist areas, where people often enjoy vacations. These types of investors are what some people call serious real estate investors. Although all real estate investors should take their purchases seriously, those who own rental properties should also make a commitment to make their investments work for them. Rental properties are not a hand-off type of investment, as they must be maintained to remain in demand by tenants. You also need to make constant efforts to keep these properties managed and stocked and to ensure that you receive your rent every month, and that the properties do not fall into disrepair or are misused by tenants. Many investors use the services of property management agencies to manage their monthly and collection details. This is a great idea whether you have a single rental property or a large portfolio of rental properties. Even better, however, is the fact that if you keep your rental properties in reasonable condition over the years, they can become liquid assets over time. In other words, they can even pay for themselves many times over if you invest for the long term instead of focusing on the moment. Whatever type of real estate investment you intend to make, it is important that you are prepared to make the necessary commitment required to profit so as to see your business become a success. Thanks for listening. Bye.